Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
4 o'clock in the morning comes along and you're hammered, which is the only time
you want White Castle.
You want White Castle.
This is the theme, 40 and 2 podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Outdoor patios, landscaping design, lawn maintenance, and more. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
Well, science has backed up what we already knew.
Yeah, especially wives and girlfriends, that when a guy takes over the grocery shopping, the bill goes up a lot.
Yeah.
I guess 3 to 5 times more likely to overspend in groceries when the guy is the one suddenly hitting the store.
Because more impulse buys, I think.
And I think he wants to get it over with, too.
Yeah, just I don't care. I'm not gonna price compare. I just want to go.
Experts say it's not his fault. It's not our fault.
See, ladies, it's not our fault.
It says nobody's taught him. Boys just weren't raised with that expectation.
Mm.
Now you can say, well, they should, but we haven't. So if you're mad, talk to our mom.
That's right. What you need to do is, I'll tell my girlfriend, you need to contact my mom. First, hold a seance.
That's
then.
Right. Just yell at the sky. Yeah, Woody's mom did a terrible job raising him.
Yeah, you know, ladies will go and price compare and, you know, look for bargains and kind of things like that. Guys just want to get in and they get out. It don't matter. Just go.
Yeah, yeah. And they said that there's shopping and then there's knowing your family as well. It's like who you're shopping for. Mm. Like if you know that your kid won't eat that brand, you wouldn't buy that thing, which means like it's not going to sit there forever. Like, and you're just like, okay, well, I think our family likes blue cheese, and they don't. So, then you bought this thing and nobody uses it, then it's a waste of money.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that women carry a lot of that information in their heads.
Yes.
And men show up with steaks and no bread.
Right.
You know? We're having sandwiches. Where's the bread? I don't know.
Or you go in and to get like milk, and that's the one thing you don't bring home.
Oh, yeah, how often does that happen? Yeah, the thing you left the house for is then, the thing you don't come home with.
Then you're bringing in the bags and going, well, I'll be right back.
Yeah. I mean, that's what some women said. Like, I was looking at some of the comments on this story, and they're saying, make him go back.
Mm?
Let him figure out dinner with the stuff that he brought home. That's how learning happens.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Coca-Cola is having a moment.
Yeah.
They're having some of the best sales they've had in years thanks to Coke Zero.
Yeah.
People are drinking Coke Zero like crazy. The trend towards low-calorie drinks has pushed it into the stratosphere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that. Diego Pavia, the former Vanderbilt quarterback, who was in the one of the runner-ups for the Heisman Trophy, undrafted in the NFL draft. A lot of people say it's because he said on his bio that he was 6 foot tall, but he was in fact 5 foot eight. And a lot of people passed on him. But now the Baltimore Ravens signed him to a 3-year deal. We'll see how that works out.
Okay.
He's going to mini camp with all the other mini quarterbacks.
Vanderbilt University, speaking of the alma mater of Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
They are now at the lowest acceptance rate, only 3% of applicants actually get into Vanderbilt University.
So they're being more strict.
97% of people that want to get in, nope, you can't get in the club.
No, you got to get money. Bring lots of money, you guys. Salute to unpopular opinions, we call it, if I'm being honest.
Slightly warm is always better than slightly cold.
All right, now you posted this on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
And a landslide of anger has been poured on you.
Apparently, it is pretty unpopular.
An unpopular opinion. A lot of people just saying, no way, Jose. Or other memes of, like, you know, Jimmy Fallon going, nah. Adam says lies. You can always bundle up, but you can only take so much off. That's true. You can only get so naked.
Yeah, that's true. But they also assumed I was talking
about
the
epidermis. You can't go farther.
They assumed I was talking about the temperature of the room, when actually I was thinking in most other things, like the temperature of food. It's slightly warm.
Okay. Yeah.
Than slightly cold.
Well, see, you add that to it. Now it takes a whole different direction.
But if you like, okay. If it's 72 degrees is the room temperature, so if we're going to go to the room temperature thing.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's like 74. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Right? 70 degrees instead of 70 is a little cool.
Uh-huh.
Now, yeah, like, so I'm just, yes, you can take clothes off and put clothes on, but I'm just saying, in general, it's going to be slightly more comfortable if it's warm.
Okay. A little warmer. Okay.
If you're, like, heating up something in the microwave, would you rather have it slightly warm or with a little cold spot?
that surprises you when you don't realize it's scalding hot around the outside and it's cold in the middle.
Right. Oh, it's a shocking surprise. The only thing I would say I don't want slightly warm is a toilet seat.
Right.
I'd rather have slightly cold.
Yeah, unless you're the one that warmed it.
I guess.
Especially if it's a public toilet seat and you sit down and go, oh, somebody was just here.
But if it's warm, how often are you going?
That's true. Yeah. Kristen says, if it's raining, if there's rain involved, I'm 1,000% with you. Says, I don't do cold and damp.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. This is one that came in via the text line, 615-553-0933. Art says, forks are the best coffee stirrers.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know who's going to fight you on forks as opposed to spoons.
I think you can just stir it with whatever is handy, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I've stirred coffee with weird pens.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you got. I don't know, like, how much better. Like, if once it's stirred, it doesn't matter, like, what stirred it.
Of course, if you go back to your slightly warm, slightly cold, it needs to be slightly warm if you're going to stir it with your finger.
Well, I don't know. It's slightly, what does your finger prefer?
I think your finger probably prefers slightly warm as opposed to slightly cold.
I don't know if it cares that much.
Does your finger not care? See, we're not afraid to ask the difficult questions.
Oh, Art said, spoons swish too much.
Ah.
I appreciate his
I would say, thoughts. Yeah, there's probably less water resistance with a fork.
Right. Right. The fork just slices through the water.
A smoother disposition of, like, you know, water and sugar.
I love the passionate opinions about the tiniest things.
Yes, yes.
They're always the most
fun. The smallest hill you're willing to die on is always fun.
It's like I was telling Jen yesterday, why I get, like, unreasonably angry when I'm at Aldi, when we can buy the large jar of smooth peanut butter, but they only sell the crunchy in small jars. Why does that bother me so much? I have no idea.
I saw something that I didn't think existed anymore. I mean, it was like seeing a unicorn or a working pay telephone.
Yeah.
My girlfriend starts a new job at MTSU on Monday, so she had to go down to the little office and turn in the new employee paperwork and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so we went down to the campus, found a place to park, and I saw something, went, wow, this still exists. I saw a coin-operated parking meter.
Wow.
That you actually put coins into.
It's on the MTSU campus?
Yeah, it was right there, one of their administrative buildings. And we parked there, and I'm like, oh, my God, nobody has any money anymore, any cash money.
Right.
And so I'm digging through the car. It says, oh, I found a quarter. We're good for 15 minutes. Hurry, get in there.
But we can't get a card at Aldi anymore.
I know. So you have to have a choice. You can either park or shop at Aldi with a quarter.
I know. If I ran into something like that that needed change, I'd say, hold on. I've got to go home to the laundry room and see if there's some spare change laying around there.
I'll get some change. But first, I have to go back to 1957. Oh, I'll be right back.
That's so weird.
Well, yeah, that was kind of cool. It was kind of interesting.
You're like bringing like a blast from the past.
Oh, yeah.
I remember having to put money in parking meters here and there. I was always frustrated with, like, okay, if you put in a quarter, they'd give you 10 minutes.
Right.
If you put in a dime, they'd give you 5 minutes. If you put in a nickel, they'd give you a minute.
Yeah.
If you put in a penny, they'd give you like 10 seconds.
You pretty much.
you're pumping them in. Yeah. You can't get them in there fast enough.
And you think about it, you know, somebody has to come by every night and open it up with a little key and take all the change out.
Like the money.
I mean, yeah. This is like, you know, it's 1964 again.
Right? I wouldn't want to be that person. Because nowadays, like, there's, I mean, people can't get robbed like they used to.
Yeah.
There's new ways, but, I mean, people used to be able to just, like, you know, oh, this person is walking out with a whole bunch of money. Let's just get them. The only person would be the person getting
those
things out of the pay machines.
Everyone else, you know, you're in a dark alley and somebody pulls a gun on you and says, you got to Venmo me right now. Wait a minute.
But this person, they can hit over the head.
I know. Hey. Wow. So, yeah.
Don't do that.
Flash from the past. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, crime is not good. Don't do crime, you guys.
That's right.
Hey, your one takeaway from this.
We are anti.
We're against crime, you guys. Helping you get through the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways. So this guy named Mark lives near New York City, was watching Monday Night Football last December when the Giants kicker completely whiffed on a field goal, Charlie Brown style. It was like, embarrassingly hilarious.
Lucy pulled the ball away at the last second.
Exactly. He laughed so hard at that replay that he had a seizure. Now, his wife, who was with him at home, is a nurse, and she quickly called 911. And then he had a CT scan that revealed a tennis ball-sized tumor on his brain.
Oh, wow.
And they were able to remove it. It was benign. And by the end of the week, he was back home. But he literally says that kicker saved his life by having a goof that just made him laugh so hard it revealed the tumor on his brain.
Wow.
So Saturday,
everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Mark is going to the Kentucky Derby just north of us, up I-65, and he is invited that kicker to come as his guest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't know if he's going to take him up on it, but
you're a huge failure. Failure saved my life.
Exactly.
I love that. If you'd like to see more about it, you can check out the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Channel 2 has talked to a woman in Mount Juliet who wishes to remain nameless, but she was attacked by an emu. Apparently,
there are emus
escaped
in Mount Juliet?
Yes. Apparently, an emu named Picasso that escaped through an open door. It was a pet of some sort. And apparently the woman was walking her dog, and the dog was barking. She turned around, and she says, quote, that thing was coming right at me. What am I going to do? She called 911, and apparently the emu was quite taken with her and was coming after her constantly. She had
taken
pepper spray
with her and, like, attracted to her?
I don't know.
Or was it mad at her?
It seems like it was angry
a little bit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe,
like, what are you doing out here on my sidewalk in Mount Juliet?
Okay.
And apparently had pepper spray, but it kept chasing her. Fell down. She hurt her arm, but she's going to be okay, as will the dog. Metro Animal Control was able to pick up the emu, found out that the emu's name is Picasso. It is actually a female. And apparently some construction workers nearby helped shoo the bird away from her.
Okay.
Apparently, she was the bird's selected victim of the day.
Wow.
So I guess they took it to the animal control, and I guess the eagle was not very happy with its environment, even though they tried to make her happy by giving her fruit and other snacks.
And emu chow of some sort.
But I guess the owner did arrive and picked up the emu Picasso and brought back to their house.
Okay.
So.
Not as nice as the Liberty Mutual Insurance companies make them out to be.
Liberty.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Former Titans coach Mike Vrabel still under fire. I guess they said he was going to skip the third day of the draft so he could go to counseling. And now they're saying his itinerary really didn't vibe with going to counseling. He was off doing something else. So I guess they're looking into that. So, he's totally under a microscope
he's
now.
He's not getting away with anything. And not that he should.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like...
Wow. People are going to pay attention. Don't say you're going to do something, then don't. So Lisa Kudrow has revealed that she and her fellow Friends co-stars still get a lot of money because of residuals from the show Friends that hasn't been on the air in 22 years.
But it's on like every 5 minutes on TBS and places like that.
Right? They make $20 million each a year from that show.
For doing nothing.
Now, if you remember when they did the show towards the last few years, they were making $1 million an episode each.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You'd think, oh, well, that's probably all their money. No.
No, yeah.
Every year goes by, they make another $20 million.
Oh, imagine. It's the same with like Seinfeld and stuff like that. The stuff that's been in syndication forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow. Hey, guess what? It is brown recluse spider season in Tennessee. Yay!
All right.
And, of course, they like the warm weather, and they like hiding in wood piles and in
dark
your shoes.
Places, yep. Yeah, watch it.
Keep an eye on your shoes. They say one way to keep them away is that they don't like strong smells. So if you have, like, peppermint oil or eucalyptus, that will drive them away.
I know people that have taken bars of... like smelly soap.
Like Irish Spring or something like that. Yeah.
And they will grind it up with a cheese grater.
Yeah.
And then sprinkle that around to keep them away.
They say you can also, you know, dip like peppermint oil in like cotton balls and stick them in corners and stuff like that. If you have there a spider problem.
And your house will smell minty fresh.
I know. It's going to. Your house smells like a big lifesaver.
Thanks, dangerous spider. What happened? The station went off the air, there's dead air.
That's what we call it, dead air.
There's just nothing going out on the radio.
It's quiet.
So that happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing in front of the board that controls everything that goes out on the airwaves.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the computer that is holding everything we do restarts. And there's silence. So there's dead air. I'm panicking. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. And I'm like furiously trying to get the computer restarted and get to like something on the air.
Uh-huh.
But I figure like I can't let the dead air go on forever.
Yeah.
So I hit the mic.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I said.
And exhale. I hope you've enjoyed this silent meditation. As we wait for the computer to come online again, let's breathe deep.
I think I just turned it into like a meditation exercise.
Yes.
But it's not happening. It's just like it wasn't coming back. Like like the computer's really slow. Like I guess Windows update for like Windows 6 that we have.
I don't know if it's that up to date or not.
So I'm like, okay, there's been more dead air. So I hit the microphone again.
Get in touch with ourselves. Feel yourself floating wherever you are. In the car, at your desk, at the gym. Get in touch with your own body while we wait for the computer to come back online. Windows loading, progress bar.
And it just wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
Like there was this progress bar, like it was like
thinking about it, buffering.
And it just wouldn't. So like another minute goes by and then I just come back,
This is a sign from the universe to reset, focus with Totally Hits, except for right now.
Totally silence.
Totally silence.
Well, see now, if this whole radio thing doesn't work out, you know, you can always get a job with the Calm app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, bedtime stories to put you to sleep.
I'm that thing on TikTok that tells you to take a deep breath and step away from your phone.
See, you can be that guy.
I wasn't able to get music back on the air by plugging my laptop into the station.
Oh!
93.3.
It was
an inhale.
It was awful. But it was kind of funny.
It was, yeah. At least you have a good story to tell.
I was floating above the room saying, I wish I could help that man.
What are we doing today?
I've got a chiropractor appointment to undo all the back problems I have from doing yard work.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had to get rid of our grill end of last season. So I'm trying to find a new one. But the $400 grills are terrible.
Mm.
And the next step up are $4,000.
Yeah, like one of those Blackstones or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, we're
trying to find one.
You
I
never
can
have
afford.
To leave your backyard, but you spit all your money on it.
That's right.
Well, I'll be developing some back problems later because I have yard work to do. I have to mow the lawn, hopefully, before the big storm comes back.
Ooh.
Which it's not supposed to storm for a while.
We've got several days before anything happens again.
But it doesn't mean we shouldn't be alarmed if you check with all the meteorologists.
That's right.
We should be alarmed all the time.
We're at threat level 0.0001.
Whoa!
Hide the kids.
Tomorrow we'll have some Bush tickets to give away playing Gender Wars. You can, of course, call us or text us your info and we'll save you a spot for Gender Wars. 615-553-0933. Catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.